Thank you guys so much for tuning in again to our Wednesday, You Can't Come Over, But You Can Come In. I wanted to start out by playing that song. It's the walk-in music this week. You know, when you go to a concert and there's music before the show starts, that's called the walk-in music, for anybody that doesn't know that. And Emily Sellers, who is our guest and who is in the waiting room right now, I'm going to let her in here. Her and I, we talked on the phone yesterday, and we have some big connectors. Jennifer Nettles is somebody we both love. And Scott Stepakoff, who I wrote that song with. And we were talking about our love for Scott yesterday, our mutual love for him. And so I thought I would start out this show with a song that I wrote with Scott. Maybe he's listening. I don't know. I saw Amanda Craig on the feed. Amanda does my hair. And, you know, she talked to me about sending me a touch-up kit. I might need it real bad real soon, Amanda. But we can figure that out later. I'm going to see about letting Emily in here. Is this? Yes, there we go. Okay.
Hey!
How are you?
It worked! It worked!
Good. And I know you probably thought it didn't because I was keeping you in that damn waiting room, but I thought, oh, this would be cool. I'll give this a little walk-in music this week and play a song I wrote with Scott, since we were talking about how much we love Scott Stepakoff yesterday.
And hello to Scott, if you're listening or watching. And I was also thinking a couple things, Brandy. One, I was thinking, ooh, that is so slick, the way you click on live and the music just starts right away. And then I thought about a hairdresser. I don't really have a hairdresser or whatever, but my hair, I've got quarantine hair, so I put this hat
well,
on. So
most days I'm in a ball cap. I mean, that's kind of all, pretty much all I wear. I did take a shower today and wash my hair, and every time I do, I'm like, ooh, the gray is coming in real strong. You know, before long, this dark hair is going to be all white. It'd be like Amy Lou Harris, except my hair is not gray on top. I would just be around. It would look real weird.
Girl, we're all going natural. There's nothing we can do. I have like Zoom interviews and stuff I've been doing. And the other day, my wife was like, are you going to take a shower? And I was like, you know, I don't even care what I look on Zoom anymore.
I know. That's one of the things I kind of love about this, because I'll have like Zoom writing appointments and stuff. And I think, you know, as long as I throw a baseball cap on and a sweatshirt, I could be in my underwear. I mean, I could just be sitting here writing songs and nobody even knows, you know. It's like that Rachel Maddow. I was talking about her that would wear, I think when she's on TV, like the bottom half of her is not dress. It's not business. It's like yoga pants or something.
Yeah. That's like the only thing to keep any of us interested anymore is wondering whether or not our Zoom people have what they're wearing. Shorts or...
That's true. Yes.
Whatever, because, you know, these are crazy times.
Well, everybody, including me, has been very excited that you were going to be on here. Allie Harnell, like, I think you know Allie. She just posted some big thing, like, this is my favorite thing ever or something when you came on. So I'd love it. You know, you play whatever you want. I know you guys have an album coming out May 22nd. I mean, if you want to play something from that, you can. We talked about maybe you playing a song that inspired you to write songs. Whatever you want, you have the floor now.
Well, I was thinking about this because it was nice talking to you on the phone and sort of like, you know, just talk about what's going to happen today. And I was thinking, we talked about, oh, pick a song that really inspired you to write or whatever. And, you know, I'm just kind of dorky and obscure. So I picked this Joni Mitchell song. Great. That I became obsessed with at a really, really young age. It never got any radio play, but I was enthralled by the guitar parts. And, you know, Joni used all those funky, funky, funky tunings, which gave her a whole world that nobody else was occupying at the time. So I thought I'd do this obscure, well, maybe it's not obscure to a lot of people. It's not to me, but I'm going to tune up for it. So if you want to tell a joke, I'll try to be quick.
Well, you know, Joni, I don't know what song you're going to play, but Joni Mitchell, I love a sad song. And Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now, is my absolute favorite sad song of all time. Like, if I need to cry, I just get in the car and drive around and listen to it.
That's interesting to me that you think of that as a sad song.
I do. Yeah.
I got to think about that. That's such a philosophical song to me, you know, like, so... She wrote that when she was so young. It's like, man, how'd you get all that wisdom at that age?
But I know, yeah.
Joni Mitchell is my favorite songwriter of all time. And once I found her, let me make sure this is right, Brandy.
Okay.
And I didn't plan on tuning for half this gathering together, but
it's okay. When Cam was on, she talked about breastfeeding. I mean, this is you know, anything goes on here.
I love everybody you've had on. I mean, the only one I don't know so far is Shane McNally, although I love his gift, but I'm a huge Ashley fan, and Cam and I are friends. I adore her. And I'm not going to get into the shout-out phase, but Allie Harnell, that's my girl.
So. Oh, this, you just made her life. I'm telling you, I hope she's still on here, because she's probably sitting in her home in Nashville crying a few tears over that. Her like, I wouldn't even say her 13-year-old self. Her grown-up, adult, awesome self. Just, I don't know, probably not real mom inside.
Okay, here's the song, Joni's. It's called A Woman of Heart and Mind.